Learning the sixth chapter of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Many people think that the mountain was a natural mountain. Well, I mean, it kind of is. And that the tabletop was a natural tabletop or platform. It kind of was, but it also kind of wasn't. There was a tremendous amount of artificial engineering on top of the mountain of Moriah. We learned about this earlier on when we talked about Kippin Agabi Kippin, these vaults that were built. And they were built in a way that would prevent ritual impurity from moving upward. Because we know there's something called Tumur Ritzutza, which means when you have ritual impurity and it doesn't have an area around it, then it automatically will make its way directly up, which would be a huge problem. Imagine the Beis HaMikdash in a place of ritual impurity. No good. So we learned that there was vaults upon vaults, and these layers of vaults essentially were built up to form the actual tabletop platform of Har HaMoriah, of Mount Moriah, upon which the Beis HaMikdash stood. Now, where exactly the Beis HaMikdash stood, nobody knows with any kind of certainty. We know this because in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was first destroyed, in the first Beis HaMikdash, we know that the structure was still visible, at least the foundations were. And even in the second Beis HaMikdash, where it was more than the roofs that collapsed, and it was more than simply the foundations that had cracked and broken, but we know they still had the layout of the Beis HaMikdash, and we know this from the Gemara and end of Masechet Makos, where it tells Rabbi Akiva and his friends, his companions, they're coming, and they see a fox who's created a lair in the Holy of Holies. How do they know where the Holy of Holies is? So clearly they knew. They could still visualize it, they could still see it. A very evil man, Internus Rufus, decided to uproot the entirety of the area of the Beis HaMikdash, so you would not be able to discern anything. And in doing so, this fulfilled the biblical promise, Tzion Sada Techrash, that Zion, which refers to the Beis HaMikdash, would be plowed up like a field. So we don't know today. We don't know if the platform that's visible is the platform from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. We assume actually it was a later platform. We don't know. Nobody knows with certainty. There are many, many compelling theories. There are many people who think they know with certainty. I do not believe anybody knows with certainty. What is true is that HaMikdash Kule, the entirety of the Beis HaMikdash itself, was not on the same level. The Beis HaMikdash had various stages in its platform. Lehoyo b'mishor, it was not one flat area. Ela b'mayla sahar, it was on levels of the mountain. Which tells us two things. Number one, the mountain itself was not exactly a tabletop. It was not exactly a platform, but there was a mountain. So there was ridges, it went higher and lower. And it also tells us that the natural typography or heights, the lows and highs of the mountain, were engineered so that the Beis HaMikdash itself, the structure, would sit in a manner which was not exactly along the same height. So, Kisha Adam Nichnas, when a person would enter, Mishar Mizrachi Shal Har HaBayis, from the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis. Now, this is not what we're looking at here, because this is a schematic of the actual Beis HaMikdash, not of the Har HaBayis, not of the mountain. This is an image or a picture of what the Beis HaMikdash might have looked like according to the Shita, the opinion of the Rambam. To be sure, directionally speaking, this is Shar HaMizrach. This would be the eastern gate. But this is the eastern gate of the outer wall of the actual Beit HaMikdash. So the actual Mikdash is Heichal. This is the structure of the actual Beis HaMikdash. Inside is there's the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Around this area, this is called Azara. That's called the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. That's Mikdash proper. In the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, based on the verses of Ezekiel, an entire new courtyard was added on. We call that Ezrat Noshim. So it's kind of an extension of the Beis HaMikdash, although it's not actual Beis HaMikdash proper, and there are different halachot of ritual impurity and who may enter into this area but not past this area. Going back to our picture here, in this area, which is Ezrat Noshim, we didn't enter the Azara itself, this being the Ezrat Yisrael, and stairs again, this being Ezrat Kohanim. So when we say that the whole area was staged, this is obviously lower than this, because you have all these stairs here. These are stairs represented. And these lines represent more stairs. So this low is lower than this. And this represents more stairs. So clearly, the Heichal is on a higher level. So you're talking about even going to this gate, you came in here on one level, you went up a level, you went up, and then you would go up again. But we're not even talking about this. We're talking about way out here, where you would come to the eastern gate of the actual Har HaBayit. Har HaBayit. Now, this may not be the Kotel wall. because the Rambam seems to be very clear about the 500 amot by 500 amot being walled, which means the actual Temple Mount had a clear demarcation line of scrimmage of a wall. We have no wall like that. The wall that we see, the Kotel we see, is not only extant along the western side, but it is extant along the southern side, and that's visible today. It's extant all along the eastern side, and that's visible today. And much of the northern side is obscured by various buildings that are lived in the Arab quarter, unfortunately, today. But the entirety of that outer retaining wall, it's a retaining wall, that's still intact. The inner wall of the actual Har Bayit is not intact anymore. The question would be, is the western wall, the western part of the retaining wall, is that the original Har Bayit wall? We don't know the answer to that question. It could have been. That's why there's this discussion in halacha of touching the stones, of penetrating the stone. Are you already going into the 500 amot or 500 amot? But that's the western side. We're talking about the eastern side. The western side, the Kotel Plaza, this is actually along a valley called the Tyropian Valley. The pavement, the sidewalk that would lead down from the city of David all the way up the mountain, coming to what you call today Kotel HaMaravi, has already been excavated. In fact, you can walk along the same pavement that the pilgrims, that people who came to the Ola Regel walked along. That was not where people entered the Har Bayit, though. They entered the Har Bayit on the corner of the western wall, where the west meets south, there was a staircase. Some people went that way. Many people went by the Kidron Valley. The Kidron Valley is on the other side of the Kotel. So if I was standing at the Kotel now, I'm looking at you, you're standing on the eastern side. On the eastern side to the south, we see Mount of Olives, the world's largest Jewish cemetery, still in use. Further over, moving a little bit north, we see what's called Har HaMishcha. That's where the Parah Aduma was brought. The Parah Aduma area was directly parallel, exactly facing the Shar HaMizrach. Rambam says, when you came to Shar HaMizrach of Har HaBayis, Mahalach Ad Soif HaChel, you came to the outer area of the Beis HaMikdash, which also had a low wall, not as high a wall, but a demarcation, and that was known as the Chel. The Chel was an outer wall around the Beis HaMikdash proper. That was all the same height. That was all the same height. But then, going up from the Chel, so you went past a gate, you went past the wall, still on the same height. The Ola min HaChel le'ezrat nashim b'shtei mesrei mailos. So, that means this area, and you can see it here represented by these lines. These lines here would be, if you were coming up from the east, and you were coming towards the area of the Chel, the wall around the Beis HaMikdash proper, when you're walking up this way, where it says 111, coming to the stairs, 12 steps would go up. Which means that the entirety of this area was immediately 12 steps higher. How high were those steps? Rum kol mailo. The height of each step was chatzi amma. An amma, we believe, is 18 inches. Incidentally, measurements today of things we think are steps sort of measure up to that. So that would be, if it's 18 inches, we're talking about 9 inches high. And v'shilcha, and the depth of the step is chatzi amma. So now you can get an idea of how it was staged. 9-inch steps. Huh? It's a steep step. It's a steep step. Mm-hmm. And when you went into that steep step, so 9-inch high, 9-inch deep. 9-inch high, 9-inch deep. This was how the entirety of the outer area of the Beis HaMikdash, just in the front, coming from the east side, which is Ezrat Nashim, was 12 steps. So it's almost 10 feet higher than the area of the Chel. So when you were in the Chel looking up at the Beis HaMikdash, that was a significant rise where the Beis HaMikdash rose up before you in a majestic way, and you haven't even entered the Beis HaMikdash yet. You're just penetrating, you're entering the outer gate, which is of the Ezrat Nashim, not Beis HaMikdash proper, the eastern gateway into the Beis HaMikdash's outer courtyard known as Ezrat Nashim. Tomorrow we'll continue to talk about Ezrat Nashim and how it moves along at a similar platform and then as things continue to rise.